Ryan Ford for this Dazzle label.
On Dazzle recordings from a few years ago.
From a few years back.
Remember that?
Sounds, sounds fantastic. Joining us in the studio are the main men behind Dazzle Jazz, Donald Rossa and Mr. Matt Ruff as well. And they were in the club last night in the really the unofficial kickoff opening to the Dazzle at the Art Center.
This is early for jazz guys.
I can't say much because I was there for a little while, then went home, went to sleep, felt bad for myself. Well, look at these guys. They're in here this morning. Both of them are sitting in here this morning. What a night. What a beautiful and what an accomplishment to finally open the doors. First of all, let me just say welcome to Kuvo. Matt, welcome to Kuvo as well. It's your first time really getting around here. They finally let you in, man.
I know.
Which is good.
All right. It's been a year and a half odyssey, Donald?
Yes. You
decided.
Thank you, Carlos, yeah. Steve, Abby. Great to be on air.
You're welcome.
I hope I look okay, Matt. You look beautiful. Yeah.
Good for radio.
Yes. A year and a half to get there. Working with our city has been, a great dream to get jazz into the cultural complex.
It's a real partnership, a lot of moving parts to move a block and a half.
It is, and it was a truly a great team effort, working with a lot of people and, those moving parts are, our community and working with a lot of different people and making it happen.
Before we get too far, I just wanted to mention, I loved your shout out to your current landlord at Bowers, because that was a big part.
David Spira, when that COVID hit, right away we saw, the loss of some very iconic, venues, El Chapultepec and Jazz Jacks, mm-hmm. And we raised our hand and told David we need to go too. But David Spira said, keep it open, keep moving. And without his support financially, we would have closed as well. But we moved along and established a pantry for musicians and fought for the musicians to play the stage and keep on playing the music. So.
Yeah, it was, you closed one day and opened the next just about, which is unheard of.
Oh, the new, old to new? Yeah. I mean, Matt and I have that experience from, Ninth and Lincoln to,
That's right.
We closed one day, but, the last one was Tyler Gilmore playing the Ninth and Lincoln Big Band, and we opened with... I think it was Ken Walker, if I'm not mistaken. And, this time we shut it down with Same Cloth with Joe Foki and Chapman Solomon. And last night we reopened with Solomon Chapman and Derek Hodge. And it was, a beautiful night.
Well, you're off and rolling, what can people expect? Because not everybody has seen the galleries that are online now. What's it? Denver Gazette did a really exhaustive piece, nice photo gallery there, and Denver Post, and now you're on Kuvo. You got a workshop in your backyard, man? You're like cutting countertops and making chairs and tables?
Thankfully, that wasn't my job. But getting over the new space, what's amazing about this one is it's the first that's actually built out for us. It's not a restaurant converted into a live music venue.
Right.
So because of that, we've been able to just, and working with the community and working with musicians, been able to just build out this room that is unlike anything else.
Well, it's intimate.
Extremely.
It's like a listening room, not more than 140 people, what
right.
I've heard. It's also, it's designed in a way where no one is very far from the stage. There aren't any poles in the way.
Thank goodness. No columns. No columns.
What? How do you do that?
Yeah.
You said something, Carlos, just in about walking into the space. What was your response? Because you went last night.
Yeah, I went last night, and I walked in, and the first thing, first of all, was you could walk in, and the sound, you could hear the music really well balanced from anywhere you sit, even if you're sitting by the drummer. It was not overwhelming, because I remember Ninth and Lincoln, if you were sitting on that right side of the club and Paul Romaine was kicking, you knew it. You know what I mean? This was, I mean, I was just so impressed by how well it sounded.
Big shout out to, you know, Colin Bricker and Ray Find, and
the finest jazz sound people in the country.
And A.V. Ford, Glenn Booth, a big shout out to him for all the acoustic, and you know, he did all the acoustical work.
Mm.
You know, between those, you know, two organizations, companies, local, I remind everybody, you know, totally a collaboration from the build out, Sally Loomis and her construction team, to, you know, the all the craftsmen that, you know, from the stage, you know, built by a 23-year-old up in Fort Collins to. You know, it's just been a great path of working with our community to build this performance space.
What a jewel. I mean, it just, it looks spectacular. Sometimes you have to give up something to get something. In this case, you know, just when you're sitting there, you know that you're in a world-class space. And then when the music starts, you understand why it's world-class. And of course, you know, the mantra at Dazzle's always been listen more. That's why we're here, is to pay attention and to listen. I like the concept, the fact that the bar is now out of the equation there. As much as I like to have my cerveza, I like the fact that it's over here. So, you know, you can have a conversation or something quietly over there if you need to. But the point is that everybody in that room is there for the same reason, which is to listen and to enjoy. Everything.
Donald and I took a with a group took a tour of New York City jazz clubs just to kind of.
Where was I?
Sorry, Carlos.
I could have took you on that tour, man.
just to kind of see what the clubs that that most people model things after are about. And you know, each one of those spaces had the bar was in the space, but it was towards the back.
Yeah.
And what I like about this new location is it's reminiscent or a throwback to the Ninth and Lincoln spot when we had a lounge side and a showroom side.
Mm-hmm.
And what amazed me, you talked about the sound, is the sound sounds great anywhere, even in the bar side. You can hear every, and even the subtleties of the, you know, solo performances, you could catch that in the lounge. I was a little worried about that because the speakers are really focused in the main room.
Sure.
But it's, again, shout out to Mighty Fine and to Glenn Booth.
It's making a big impact in the community. We're having listeners reach out. Happy says, last night at Dazzle was magical. Check it out. You'll want to come back for more. And Matt says, Denver's going to love the new Dazzle at the Arts Complex. What an intimate listening lounge where the musicians and jazz lovers are all in the same room. So very jazzy, so very Denver, just lovely. So it's making an impact.
Awesome. Wow. Wow, you know.
Donald Rossa is in the house. Matt Ruff, also from Dazzle. And Nick Moulds joining us from the booking office at Dazzle at the Arts Complex. New name. I got to get used to saying that. Hey, you got a pretty nice lineup. Step up close. What's coming?
Oh, man. We have a lot of exciting stuff coming. Who do we have?
I see you got.
First, I heard that Renee Marie has sold out the 7 o'clock shows.
Yeah, absolutely. But the 9:30 sets are still. We still have tickets available for that. Shamar Allen is coming from New Orleans. He's on his way to the Telluride Jazz Festival. Jason Marsalis. Of course, we have the Golden Striker Trio, Ron Carter, Donald Vega, and Russell Malone.
Wow.
Everybody's very excited about that.
I got my fingers crossed that Mr. Carter will finally make it here.
Yes.
Yeah. Three times the charm.
Yeah.
you know, we also have Claudette King coming for the blues fans in the crowd. Man, so many exciting things.
There's
of course, in addition to the residence artists, Same Cloth, the Ken Walker Sextet, just a lot of really exciting. Yeah. And you know who I'm really excited for is Harold Lopez Nusa.
Oh, yeah.
Pianist, just incredible.
Yeah.
He's coming in November. We also have Jose James. He's doing Erykah Badu songs.
That should be a sellout. Ooh. Jose James is one of the up-and-coming jazz stars, without a doubt.
Yeah, he's superstar. Just excellent. Yeah, so really excited for that. And then, you know, there's some really exciting things next year that we haven't announced yet, and I just am really excited to get that out.
You taught him well. It's just like you. It's Dazzle in their new location at the Arts Complex, opening up Friday officially with Renee Marie, and with a glorious past and an even greater future. Donald Rossa, Matt Ruff, Nick Moulds, DazzleDenver.com. Drop the mic, y'all. Come on, let's go.
Anything else you want to add at this point? Except, I mean, we've got everybody excited. The point is the doors are open. It's always like, okay, you're going to work your way through a few things that you have to adjust and so forth. You don't know until things get settled in, what adjustments have to be made and so forth. Can you address the aspect of food, for example? There's been a lot of people who have asked about that.
You know, the immersive experience in listening is in listening to musicians and watching musicians and having that couch-like experience is what we went for first. But food, we are working with the artisans in our community. We've always been known to have a big kitchen and that sort of thing in the last 26 years. But we took a different approach this time. And, really went out and searched for the artists and food as well. And we're working with Scratch Bakery over on 28th and Welton. We're working with Angie's Vegan Cakes, and she'll be opening on 13th and around Link Sherman. And then we are working with the Potato Chip Guy. We're working with... ice cream is coming from Pint's Peak, but we source out the food and the artisan that is already making the food and presenting their art. And and eventually, as we get along here, we'll be matching food, all these different artists, but also make sure to come in and look at the art that has been put onto the walls.
Right.
It's giving place to every art that's in our community because, what is jazz? Jazz is the art that's in our community and giving it place. So. Yeah.
Well, again, congratulations. The beautiful room. Over the course of the next few months, there'll be hundreds and thousands of different people coming into Dazzle at the Arts Complex.
Now you're scaring me.
And it will be, and the word will get out. I mean, it'll get out across the country and across the planet that this is the place, man. As what was it? The old space is the place, man. It's great. I think you've got your priorities right. Which is, it's about the music. It's about the experience there. Everything else enhances it. Like you said, the art, the food. I like the idea that you are partnering with different people thematically for food as well. But it's not really, there's all kinds of places to eat as well around that environment. So come in and relax and enjoy the music and have a good time. That's what the bottom line is.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Matt. We appreciate it. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too, man. And a big shout out to, the incredible Denver Arts and Venues and the Performing Arts Complex.
Yeah.
They've been just super great.
Yeah.
And they really have helped make this happen.